Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is the second in a small series called God's Refreshment Plan. We're recording around the time of Christmas and New Year, and of course at this time of year we would like to get refreshed. Perhaps some time off work, perhaps some time off the usual routine, a time to get refreshed. But it is also true that even though we may take a break from the normal ways of life, still we can end up not quite as refreshed as we'd like. Yesterday we talked about the first principle of God's refreshment plan, which is to stop working. Today let's talk about something different. The second thing is to start reading. Start reading. In Psalm 19 verse 7 it says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul." Refreshing the soul. Now we'd like to get refreshed in all kinds of areas. I think at this holiday time, or perhaps a bit more sleep, perhaps a bit more time with friends, perhaps a bit more time with, whatever's on our plate. But we need more than anything else, refreshment of the soul. The soul gets refreshed by the Word of God. Nothing else touches the soul in the same way. This is a great time, if you have a bit of time off work, to put aside some extra time to perhaps read the Bible or a favourite Bible commentary or some spiritual books. For example, in our church, we're looking at the treasure principle in January as a teaching aid, so perhaps Christmas New Year would be a good time to get stuck into that. What reading adventure will you go on? What part of the Bible will you read in greater depth than you usually can? In Psalm 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul." Why not spend some time with the refreshment expert this holiday time? Next time we'll go on to look at the third principle of God's refreshment plan, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.